Thank you, Mohamed. So improving accessibility, one big step for public transport, one giant leap for all. So first of all, what is UITP? So Mohamed briefly told you it's the International Union for Public Transport. It's a worldwide association with 16 offices worldwide on all the continents and the headquarters here in Brussels. It's a diverse membership, including 1,500 member companies with transport operators, authorities, policy decision makers, research institutes, as well as suppliers, and all of that in 96 countries, so a broad range of public transport actors. And the missions, the main mission is, of course, to promote public transport towards decision makers, to inspire excellence and innovation, as well as offering networking possibilities to the members to foster partnership, again, innovation and excellence. So coming to the topic of today's summit, making public transport accessible for all, a commitment from the public transport sector. So a commitment which is not new, it's not a new item on the agenda. Public transport actors started a while ago to make their transport network accessible. So this goes through voluntary initiatives, very often with the collaboration of Association of Disabled People locally. It goes also through the implementation of national legislation as well as European legislation. For instance, we have assistance rules in European regulations on passenger rights, and we have, of course, the upcoming directive for a European Accessibility Act. So when you start defining an accessibility program, the first question you have to answer is whether you will go for hard measure, meaning physical work on infrastructure and vehicles, or soft measures. Well, the answer is you need both. You need both to improve your human assistance. You need both to have staff training. You need as well to make your vehicles, your infrastructure, your ticketing machines accessible. So here again, hard measures. You need sometimes to offer dedicated door-to-door services. And of course, today, you need to develop digital solutions to offer real-time information, accessible route planners, information on destination, and etc. So the key word here is flexibility. Flexibility is important to achieve the most efficient accessibility solutions for all passengers. This is why we promote local solutions which are tailor-made to local needs. So concretely, what has been done so far, what projects are still ongoing? We've asked the questions to our members, our European members. This is a European brochure. And the brochure was updated beginning of this year. It's I have one example here. It's available on our website. And it's the result of the responses from 29 networks based in 15 European countries. And it shows the available technology, dedicated services, as well as the vision of the sector for making further progress on accessibility. We've chosen a few examples in the coming slides which focus on services dedicated to all passengers, including for occasional trips, so for tourists, as this is the topic of these summits. And it shows as well a combination of soft and hard measures. Starting with Austria, which you should be able to see very soon on the screen. Well, in Austria, the public transport operator is the Wiener Linien, and they are today very much invested in the tramway vehicles. They have today 63%. Well, okay, now it's up. Okay, thank you. So, on the screen, you can see different elements. The first one are cycles, which shows the level of accessibility of vehicles, so the green cycle. So it's 100% metro vehicles, 63% tram vehicles, and 100% bus vehicles, which are accessible today in Vienna. And the orange line represents the level of accessibility of stops and stations. So still in Vienna, you have 100% of metro stops accessible, 95% of tramway stops accessible, and 95% of bus stop accessible. And so for the tramway, 63% of vehicles today accessible, and they want, through the acquisition of low-floor vehicles, to have all of them accessible by the end of this year. So again, this data comes from end of last year. So in 1 year time, they had this objective. And they have also dedicated services, which they call multi-sensory information points installed in stations, which show real-time and route information by means of visual, tactile, and sign language. Wiener Linien also has developed an application, Aim4Fit, offering routing and rerouting information by more than one sensory channel. And here is a picture of the multi-sensory information points, which you can see in station, which looks like, a usual information point, but with the possibility of having the information in a visual, in sign language, and in tactile means. So coming to Czech Republic now, to Prague, here you have 100% of the metro vehicles accessible, 42% of tram vehicles accessible, and 80% of bus accessible. And on the infrastructure, you have 70% of metro stops accessible, 76% of tram stops accessible, and 76% of bus stops accessible. And they aim to have all metro stations with a barrier-free access by 2025, so quite a challenging target. And they have also a specific bus line operating on a regular basis with a fleet dedicated to the free transport of persons with disabilities. The next one should be now in Germany, Dresden, with bus and ferry stops 100% accessible, 47% of bus accessible, 60% of tram vehicles accessible, and an internal program again to have all tram vehicles accessible by 2022. So again, today 99% of the fleet is accessible. And they have also a special accompanying door-to-door service available upon request from Monday to Friday, whereby trained staff escorts passengers from door to door. And they also have installed an onboard information system for sight-impaired passengers with information on the transport line, the destination, and the next stop via a transmitter device. Then, still in Germany, Stuttgart, with 100% of bus vehicle accessible and 100% of light rail vehicle accessible, they have 25% of bus and light rail stops accessible today. But they have to improve this. They are installing a tactile and acoustical guidance system at bus and light rail stop. So people with sight impairments can, using their canes, perceive the guidance systems both tactilely and acoustically at the station. And in addition, the transport public operator is starting installing lights with vibration buttons at railroad crossing. So here is a picture in Stuttgart. You can see, so on the floor, you can see these guidance system on the platform of a tramway station. Now coming to France, in Rennes, where Keolis has developed a door-to-door service called Antistar, which is available upon reservation again from 8 days in advance, and both for occasional and frequent trips. And they have applications as well, such as Follow Me, Help Me, and Alert the Driver. And for instance, this last application, Alert the Driver, gives information to the bus driver that there is a person with reduced mobility at the next stop when the bus is approaching the next stop. And in Rennes, you have 100% of metro stops and vehicles accessible, and 100% of bus accessible, with 75% of stops accessible. And now in Rouen, still in France, you have 100% of all metro, tram, and bus vehicles accessible, 100% of metro and tram stations accessible, and for the bus, the works is still ongoing. They have specific tickets for persons with reduced mobility, which enables them to use dedicated taxi services and minibuses specially made for wheelchair users. And passengers can also purchase one-trip tickets using a text message. So this is something which is available to all, as well occasional and frequent travelers. Now in Hungary, in Debrecen, they have here 70% of the tram fleet available, and for the stops and stations, the work is still ongoing. They have 100% of bus vehicles accessible and 25% of stops accessible. And they have the objective of having the whole fleet of tram accessible by 2023 with the purchase of additional low-floor vehicles. And in parallel, they have developed application with the real-time information and planning of door-to-door travel routes by an audio command. And finally, in the UK, London, with a 100% of metro fleets accessible, as well as 100% of the bus vehicle accessible, 95% of bus stops accessible, and 26% of metro stations accessible. This rather low rate is due to the age of the infrastructure, but the RATP has the same, might say a few words about this. So they have, for the bus stops, they have an internal program to increase the number of step-free bus stations to over 100 by 2020. And they have also what they call the turn-up-and-go service, whereby a train staff escorts a blind passenger to their train on arrival and meet them at the destination by their carriage on the platform. So this is a service which requires no advance booking. And, of course, they have also developed travel apps aimed at people with mobility issues and giving information on routes, route planning and real-time information. So we've seen this combination of hard and soft measures implemented by public transport operators. And so, again, if there is one word that we should remember from this presentation is flexibility. So whenever there is an accessibility strategy that has to be defined, it needs to be, the local conditions need to be taken into account to make sure that the solution is the most efficient for all passengers. Thank you.